Our study tonight is Raising the Widow's Son, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24. This is an interesting study in the manner in which what it follows. And Elijah, we've seen, is that rugged prophet of God in a very desperate times in the life of Israel. A drought was going on, if you remember. God hid him at the brook Cherith, supplied for him, commanded the ravens to bring food to him. But then the brook dried up. Then, did that mean that God had failed? Not at all. Then he commanded Elijah to go to a certain widow of Zarephath, and there he would be provided for as well as she and her son. She was preparing at that time of Elijah's arrival to have her and her son's last meal. And the providence of God intervened in her life, and we saw how God takes care of his own people, and he always will. This is not in your study, but there's an interesting lesson for us in John's Gospel chapter 12, where Jesus said, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Save me from this hour. Nevertheless, for this cause came I into the world. Father, glorify thy name." There's a lesson for us there that whenever we find ourselves saying, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say?" And the reply that Jesus made needs to be our reply. Father, glorify your name, no matter what the circumstance is. That is the chief and foremost and utmost thing that we can do. Well, let us look and see further about God's provision. Here was this situation where Elijah, under the command of God, how God blessed this widow and her son by providing this food for them this period of time until. And then we read an interesting thing takes place after this. And this is the focus of our study tonight. Let's read verse 17 through 24. "And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with you, O you man of God? Are you come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to take my son, to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child, and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, your son lives. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." Now, to begin with, do you find this interesting? Or is it just old hat? It should never be old hat, should it? This is a miraculous thing that God... that. And he says in that context, no chastening seems to be, it seems to be grievous, but nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised by it. Well, think about how much testing the psalmist, testing, and how much testing God's people on every hand are experiencing. And it came. What have I done to deserve this? Is this because of something? Turn our and protects us. grace. Like I have done in the past.
How did I overcome it? Well, here's the way to overcome.
By believing. And the Lord shall.